On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 17, Johannesburg 18, Sydney 19 degrees. The information regulators instructed the South African Revenue Services to release former President Jacob Zuma's tax records. This follows an investigation which found SARS had no legal basis to deny access following a Promotion of Access to Information Act application. The records relate to tax years 2010 to 2018. International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola says South Africa is entering the G20 presidency amid early signs of economic recovery, but with challenges remaining. This as load shedding has eased and commuter and freight rail networks are stabilising. Lamola addressed delegates at the G20 breakfast in Rosebank.
We have defeated load shedding. The logistic and the commuter rail network is also recovering. Trains are now back on our rails. Commuters are able now to travel with ease, enabling the economy to function. This shows that we are indeed turning the corner in the economy. While South Africa remains below investment grade, the upgrade is significant.
Lamola adds debt sustainability in developing countries is a central focus of South Africa's G20 agenda.
Well over 3 billion people live in countries that spend more on servicing debts than on healthcare. More than 60 developing countries now allocate 10% or more of government revenue to interest payments alone. On our continent, the picture is even more stark. Africa debt has surged by 183% since 2010, rising almost four times faster than its GDP.
City Power says its teams have made solid progress at the Bree substation following an explosion that caused major damage. It also led to widespread outages. Here's City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena.
Our teams have been on the ground every day to make sure that they work to do the repairs and restore power supply as safely and quickly as possible continues. We will continue to update customers as the work progresses, and we thank the residents and businesses for their patience.
The City of Tshwane's Emergency Services Department says no major incidents have been reported as thunderstorms and heavy downpours continue. The South African Weather Service Level 9 alerts has now been downgraded. Yes, Emergency Services spokesperson Nana Khadebakliba.
We have, however, continued to check hotspots. This is in the regions, Centurion, Mamelodi, Pretoria West, Olivan Houtbosch, Hammanskraal, and parts of Soshanguve. We will continue to monitor the situation and still be in contact with the South African Weather Services for any updates.
And we end off in the DRC, where at least 32 people have been killed. This after a bridge at a copper and cobalt mine collapsed due to overcrowding. 20 others were injured. I'm Chanel September. More news at 11 or visit jacarandafm.com.
Good morning, everyone. The only issues that we are experiencing at this stage is our wet weather. The rain brings good news, and so we ask you to please be cautious and safe on the roads. If you've got any traffic problems to report, you're welcome to do so on 084 850 0942.